a fine motorbike. Now a guy could feel special on any search like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill. Says James to Red Molly, is there a ring for your right hand? But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed a mini-a-man to get my Vincent machine. And I'm 21 years, I'm at May 22. And I doubt my dying before I love all of you. And if fate should break my stride, I'd give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McRae, for they've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now wretches and velocettes and beezers won't do. I don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. That I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. Thank you.
very much.
Thank you.
I hope you heard the Del McCurry version. That's pretty cool. For a bunch of Americans, anyway.
You betcha.
You know, I've been doing this show down at the Getty Center in Los Angeles. I've done it for a couple of years now, where we do 1,000 years of popular music in an hour. This takes some editing, I can tell you. I got asked by Playboy Mac magazine, end of 1999, Playboy asked me for my top 10 of all time. Barbie Benton. And, you're supposed to put, R.E.M. and, Tears for Fears, and, and I thought, they don't mean all the time, they were something from the 80s, or the 70s, 50s, the very early, so I thought, well, screw them, I'm going to put what I really like. So I started in, 1100. All the time, I'll give you all the time. And I worked out from there, I think I had, one entry from the 20th century. I think it was Mantovani, I'm not sure. But anyway, they didn't print mine. They printed Sir Elton's. Never mind. So there you go. So that's where the idea for that show came from. So I want to do you a little mini 1,000 years of music right now. If you're willing, is this a good idea? Well, we'll just have a very quick romp through the last millennium. We won't go all the way back to 1000 AD, because all there is really is St. Godric, and it's pretty dull, moralizing, mostly in Latin. You wouldn't like it. We don't know what they did for fun in 1000 AD, but it definitely wasn't music. So we'll start about 1400. This is a song that's it's hardly in English, really. In fact, it's hardly in Italian. In fact, it's medieval Italian. Why do I never have hits? Like Richard Thompson, man, he's like really cool. It's like really cool. He like sings in medieval Italian. It's like, probably like the next thing is like,
I love you, Richard!
I'm not fishing here, My rod isn't dangling in the water. Safely locked away. So this song is written by a cathedral musician called Vespucci in his secular spare time, I think. It's called So Ben Mi Capo in Tempo. And I'll give you a rough idea of what it means. I know a lucky fella, but I can't say who it is. He seems to be something of a favorite. But I can't say anything, my lips are sealed. Oh, if I could only tell you who comes, who goes, who stays. But if I did, you'd probably despair. That's it. No, cute little lyric, I think.